This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. U.S. President Donald Trump on Saturday made his first public appearance since returning to the White House after being treated for COVID-19. Trump delivered an address on his support for law enforcement from the Blue Room balcony to a friendly crowd. Speaking to a largely African-American and Latino audience, the president urged attendees to vote Democrats, quote, into oblivion.
If the left gains power, they'll launch a nationwide crusade against law enforcement, and they've already done that. And you see them, they're doing that at a level that nobody's ever seen before.
Trump is also priming for a Florida rally on Monday and campaign events in Iowa and Pennsylvania later in the week. The president addressed the large crowd even as the White House refused to declare that he is no longer contagious and against the guidance of public health officials. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden on Saturday slammed President Donald Trump's pandemic response and promised more jobs funded by higher taxes on the wealthy. Addressing a plumbers union in his native Pennsylvania, Biden said President Trump is only pretending to care about working class voters who helped flip the Rust Belt to the Republican column 4 years ago.
We lose anywhere from 700 to 1,000 people a day dead. The president was told a little while ago, when he was told 100,000 people a day were dying, you know what he said? He says it is what it is.
Erie, where Biden was speaking, is in one of the most populous counties nationally that voted for Trump in 2016. The county will be especially critical for Biden as he focuses on winning more white voters beyond the state's Democratic core in Philadelphia and its suburbs. For more, visit voanews.com.